Bradford Today welcomes letters to the editor at natasha@bradfordtoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Yesterday was a bit cloudy and dark, and the winds were blustery, bringing an occasional spit of rain, but nonetheless, yesterday's weather was close to ideal for a brisk, long walk. And therefore, for slightly less than an hour and a half, I ambled through the country. On my return leg walking up a hill, I was passed by a flatbed truck belonging to the town of West Gwillimbury. The truck slowed a bit as the driver eyed me walking on the opposite berm. About 100 meters further south, it stopped next to where my car was parked, halfway a cornfield access point. When I neared the two vehicles, the driver's door opened, and a burly and bearded man emerged. I greeted him with a "Hi." He returned that with, "I know what you are doing." It turned out he knew I was collecting beer cans and some garbage because he reads the Bradford Today e-paper. He had stopped and waited to donate the 14 beer cans he had with him. He gave them to me because he knew that I donate all the proceeds of my beer can walks to war amps and that appealed to him. And that is a charm, me doing my thing in solitude, helping others into contributing. Life has taught me that people, given half the chance, will do good, or want to contribute to a worthy cause. It is all about appealing to our better nature. In a week when we mourn the senseless killing of two policemen in the line of duty by someone who was not thinking straight, it is gratifying to see that normal society has so much good to give and will give when opportunities present themselves. Keep up the positive spirit, folks. There are a lot of good people in Simcoe County. To better days. Albert Wieringa, Bradford.